The promise of further cooperation between China and Africa has been made by Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. He's made the pledge as part of a keynote speech to the opening of a coordinators' meeting designed to follow up on last September's Beijing summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation.
We always believe that China-Africa cooperation is part of the international cooperation with Africa. It will not only contribute to the common development and the shared interest between China and Africa, but will also create conditions for greater international cooperation. China will continue to play a leading role in China-Africa cooperation and to encourage the international community to increase investments in Africa. We will work with other countries to pool our strengths to form a synergy and help with the development and rejuvenation of African countries and make life more colorful and rewarding for the African people.
Wang Yi is also urging the African side to stick to the development path they've jointly set out to help build up the Belt and Road Initiative. He's also called on the African delegates to do more to uphold multilateralism and safeguard their common interests. Diplomats from the African side have issued their own promises to work with China to achieve the FOCA goals, suggesting their cooperation with China not only benefits themselves, but also helps support world peace. Simon Adewale is Benin's ambassador to China.
This meeting that we are having now is to make the implementation, as we are the first year after the summit, then it make more rooms to the project that we are working with China. Then for me, this meeting is the new beginning to settle the platform on which we operate for the next coming 3 years.
Nabila Tunis is Sierra Leone's Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. She says China's experience with development over the few past decades is more valuable than direct financial support.
We look forward to several areas of cooperation as to how we can also lift people out of abject poverty. So we'd be happy, you know, to have China help us share their experiences and probably the couple of tips that we need to do the same as well.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a congratulatory note to opening session of the FOCA coordination session, calling on both sides to be diligent in improving the welfare of the 2.6 billion people who live in both China and Africa. A series of cooperation deals have also been signed as part of the session. The group has also issued a joint statement pledging continued support for the FOCA Commission. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.